I don't know if you're aware, but we had an incident that occurred right down here.
Yeah, I heard about 4 or 5 shots, and I saw all the cars and stuff.
Okay. Well, what were you doing at the time?
Drinking a beer, basically, deciding whether I should have pizza or something else for dinner.
Okay, and you were inside your apartment?
Yeah, I was out there on the balcony. I just heard a bunch of shots and a bunch of people screaming, and I came out here, and there were all kinds of cars and stuff.
Okay, you were in the back on your balcony?
Yeah.
About how many shots did you hear?
Half a dozen or so. I remember it wasn't just one or two. I just remember a bunch of them. Boom, 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 boom. It sounded like half a dozen or so.
Okay, how far apart did you hear them?
Like a movie. You know, like somebody just sitting there going boom, 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 boom. You know?
Are you familiar with gunfire? I mean, do you...
I used to be a GI, but I was Air Force. I fixed on planes. Don't know what guns mean.
Yeah, well, I was just asking if you heard different types of rapport for different guns, or did it all sound like
the same gun.
Same gun? Did it come from different locations, or...?
I really wasn't paying attention. I just heard, basically, there was a lifeguard at the swimming pool next door yelling, "Get out of the pool! Get out of the pool!" And then I heard half a dozen shots.
Which way?
There's a swimming pool next door. It's like a private swim club.
Okay.
And they were shooting off their guns, and I just heard it like half a dozen times, basically. And then, what happened? Was it a robber or something?
I'm not exactly sure there was an individual that came after one of our officers with a knife and refused to put it down.
And, well, it's done.
Yeah, and that's the information I got so far. We haven't been completely free, but that's why. I just wanted to see what information you had, if any, or if you saw anything.
I didn't see anything, but I heard about it.
But you heard
shots, yeah.
Okay. And what is your name? And what's your phone number here?
I don't even have a phone.
You don't have a phone?
No.
Do you work?
No, I'm on disability. I made this mistake of saying I quit during the Reagan administration. Unfortunately, Irma had a revolution like 10 minutes after I left, and I got to pay for it, so that's why I'm on disability. I got paid back by the Gambini crime family, believe it or not.
Okay, I think that's about it. Is there anything else that you think I should know, anything I didn't ask you, anything I should have asked?
All I know is I was having a beer, basically, deciding whether I actually had pizza or not for dinner, and I heard half a dozen shots, and basically I saw all these cars, and I figured there was a robbery or something.
So, pizza or no pizza?
I think I just had to go with pizza.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. I'm sorry to take your time.
All right. Take it easy.
Appreciate it.
Bye.
Hi, how are you?
Doing good. How are you?
Good. My name is Deputy Gomez at the Ventura County Sheriff's Department.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you're aware there was an incident that just occurred. We had a... did you just get home right now?
I just got home about 5:30 around there.
Okay.
Do you want to come in?
Sure. I'll come in a little bit. When you got home, were there already officers outside?
Yes.
Okay.
They were trying to find out what was going on.
Okay. Your number here is 1010?
Yeah.
Okay, and what was your name?
Heather.
Do you just like sign language?
I would like to be a sign language interpreter, but I can do sign language, so.
Really, that? Because I got a brother who's a sign language interpreter.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, that's cool.
So, yeah. What's your date of birth, Heather?
2. 557.
Oh,
hello.
Hi.
I just want to know if you're okay.
Yeah, I'm okay. Yeah.
Okay. That's all. I'll come see you later.
Okay.
Where do you live, man?
They've already talked to me. But
yeah? Okay. Yeah. Good. You live upstairs?
No, I'm around the corner.
Oh, just around the corner?
Right here.
Oh, okay.
But I'll come when you're finished.
Okay.
Actually, I think we're done if you want to hold off. So you got home at 5:15 and there were already officers out here.
Yeah, we were trying to find out what was going on.
Okay. Did you hear anything that happened? You didn't hear any shots or anything?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
We were wondering what was happening.
Well, you guys are just coming home.
Yeah. Did you hear any shots?
Gary did.
Oh.
How did that store? That's at Four Seasons.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They let you in?
Before the tape went out.
Oh.
Okay, excuse me. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Before the tape went out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, come on in.
Okay. Oh, thank you. Just real quick, my name's Deputy Gomez. I'm with the Ventura County Sheriff's
Department. I got to close the door because I have a cat.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's
I apologize.
Okay.
The reason I'm here is we had an incident that occurred right out here.
Uh-huh.
Are you aware of it?
Yes.
Okay. I wanted to find out what you knew. Did you know what happened?
I was sitting on the couch watching TV.
Okay.
And also I looked out the window and I heard some sirens.
Okay.
And I saw... And I saw him running right next to the brown fence over there.
Who's him?
The guy that you were chasing, James, I guess.
Okay, can we go out here and look? Here,
sure.
Look here, see real quick.
He was right running by the brown fence there.
On this side of the fence?
Yes.
Okay.
Behind. And then went that way and then...
Running behind?
Okay, see where that roach place is and that brown fence?
Yeah.
He was right in front of that brown fence.
Okay.
Running that way.
Okay.
And then I guess he came from this way and ran right in front of my apartment.
On this side of this black fence right here?
Yes.
Or just on the other side?
On the other side of the black fence.
Okay. And who was chasing him?
Those officers.
How many officers?
There was like two male and a female. And there was more after that. I didn't really see much after that. And then they said, James, don't do it. We don't want to shoot. And that's when I heard the gun goes off.
So we don't want to shoot?
Right.
And then shortly after that you heard...
Some gunfire going off.
What did you hear?
Like bang, bang.
How many did you hear?
About maybe three or four, I guess, between 5:30 and 5:45.
Okay. Probably about three or four shots, you say?
Yeah.
Okay. Were they consecutive, or did you hear first some shots and then other shots? Or
well, I heard one shot, and I heard like a few more after that.
Okay.
And my name is.
Okay, I was going to get to that right now. Okay, and this is.
Yes.
And what's your phone number here? Okay, what's your date of birth? Okay. What happened when your driver's license number?
I'm having it in my wallet here.
Oh, okay.
Right there. Can I get your name, or
sure,
do you have like a little card?
You know, I don't have a business card.
Okay.
But my last name is Gomez.
Okay, here, let me get a piece of paper so that way.
If you remember.
Just right on the back of that, because I'm in this work training program, and I need to let them know that I met with you and stuff, and questions and stuff.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, so.
And you. That's my last name.
Can I have your first name too, please?
Sure. Gerardo.
Okay, Gerardo. Okay.
All right.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And 10 minutes. Hi. How are you? Really?
Yes,
okay. Hi, my name is Deputy Gomez with the Ventura County Sheriff's Department.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're well aware of what happened out here before.
Oh, I saw the first shot.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Well, I didn't see the shot.
Okay, can I come in?
Yeah.
Thank you. Just really, really quick, I'd like to get a statement from you as to what you saw or what you heard.
All right. Okay. Sit if you mind.
Oh, thank you.
I was sitting right there when I was watching TV.
Okay.
I heard two people talking, two guys. This door was open. They were coming down this alley right here.
Okay.
I didn't see them, I heard them. And there was no yelling, they were just talking and sort of loud.
Can I turn your TV down?
Oh, yeah.
That's why Coco's is proud to introduce a very special creation, our new bourbon glazed dipping sugar.
Thank you.
Miss Jeopardy.
I'm sorry.
So then I heard that, and I looked this way, and then I saw this little tiny person bent over like this, running that way, and probably. How to measure it. Probably 5 seconds behind him was a police officer.
Okay.
The police officer had, he didn't have his gun out, he had his hand on his gun. And he was saying something, but I didn't hear what he was saying. And the guy had been over running that way. And I know this area real good because I walked the dog all around here.
Mm-hmm.
I went outside and I looked and I heard a mumble of a sound, but I didn't hear what he said. And the next thing you know, the guy is running, and the guy shot. I didn't see him shoot the gun. I heard him shoot the gun.
Okay.
But the guy was running, so he was shot at the back. He wasn't shot in the front.
Okay. He was running this way, right here.
Yes, sir. Right, directly across here, about 6 feet from the fence right there.
Okay. Were there any other officers that you could see over on that side?
No, I can't say that I looked.
Okay.
I can't say that I looked. The lady down on the end did.
So, can we go over here real quick just so I can get up? a good perspective of what your view was.
Okay, right there, when I saw the little person running.
Saw a little person running on this side of the fence? Or on
the other side? On the other side of the fence.
Okay.
And then I came to here.
Okay.
And see, where he went across the wall, he's right on this side of those trees, there's a bare space.
Okay.
The little guy ran. Well, the police officer, he had his hand right here on the gun. They didn't have it hot when I saw. But then I heard.
Okay.
I heard the guy running. I heard pop. Then within 5 seconds or 10 seconds, maybe 15 seconds, maybe 10 seconds, I heard at least 15 other shots.
Okay.
From different guns at the same time. Bang, 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 pop, 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 pop. Horrible. Horrible.
Then, after you heard the first shot, how far after that did you hear the next shots?
I would say probably 10 seconds.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, what was your first name?
The lady on the end said she heard the policeman say to him, she was closer than him, she heard him say to him, James, don't James, stop James. I didn't hear that.
Yeah, you talked to the lady?
Yeah. Okay. I didn't hear that.
Okay, well, you didn't hear it, but she told you?
Yes.
Okay.
No, I didn't hear it. The only thing I heard talking is when they were running down this alley here.
Okay. All right. I think that's about
it. Yes.
You say, why don't you trust the police?
Okay, let me tell you what I think the mentality of the police is. I worked for the police department one time.
Which police department?
The one in another state.
Okay.
But 3 years ago, 4 years ago, I had emphysema, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Vaughn's before they moved it. And on a Tuesday afternoon in February, it's about 2:30, I come out of the store. I had my purse on top of the cart. I had my keys in my hand. I learned to do that. Always had my keys in my hand. I almost got to my car and four guys got me. And they got my purse. But I had my keys. That's all I had. So I told a girl, please go and tell the manager to come. I was just devastated. I couldn't breathe even. And he took us, a man, said, tell her to come in and call somebody herself. So I finally got in. And I went back out and sit on my little curb. In the meantime, when the guys hopped in the car, I thought, I wish I had a pencil, I wish I had something. I didn't. All I had were keys. Looked down, I was sitting on a red curb in front of Vaughn. Took the keys, and I scratched out the license number of the car.
Smart move.
Oh, yeah. The police told me when I called, yeah, we found it. They're from Glendale, and it's out of the county, so we're not going to do anything. I swear to God, I'm telling the truth. Should I never sleep a single morning?
And they took your car?
No. They took my purse.
Oh, they took your purse.
Yeah. But the police officer said, I can cite you for you just committed a felony or a crime. I said, what? He says, you rode in this red curb with my keys. That's all I had.
Was that in another state or that was here?
That was here.
Okay.
At Vaughn's, More Park and Jan's.
How long ago was that?
It's either 3 years, 4 years, February. So I don't trust the police. I think it's just like this war right now. You're probably tired of hearing me talking, but I think the word police is not a good word. I used to live in Sunnyvale, and I thought that was a good place to live because they didn't call it the police department up there. They called them public safety officers, and I think they had a better mentality. I'm sorry for doing this to you.
No, that's right. I mean, I just think, I feel sorry for what happened to you, but, I can't blame you for feeling the way you feel, but I think it's not right to hold a whole department accountable for the actions of a few, or I'm not saying either way what happened to you was right or wrong, but one officer does not a whole department make.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. But it seems like they love these police chases. I watch them and they go, how many lives they're putting in danger with these police chases. And they do these stupid, it's power. I know when I work with those guys, it's the power.
Mm-hmm. Okay. My name is Deputy Gomez, Gerardo Gomez. I work for our Special Enforcement Gang Unit.
Special Enforcement what?
Our gang unit.
I don't know,
to be quite honest with you.
He hadn't killed anybody.
Well, he did, not that I know of.
That's what the ladies were here were saying. He probably killed somebody, that's why they shot him. Not necessarily, I can't really find out.
Mm-hmm. We'll get fully free.
Okay.
Somebody will probably be by to talk to you, okay?
I think about the lady. Did you talk to the lady down here?
Yes, my partner talked to her.
She just finished talking to her. More.
Okay.
She was closer than me.
Okay.
But what I saw, I saw.
Okay.
And the guy was pointing in the other direction.
So what you heard as well.
Yes, because I don't mind to hear, I heard it.
Doris, thank you very much.
Is his body gone yet?
Pardon me?
Is his body gone yet?
Probably not.
What would take so long to do? Why did they interview a lady like that? What's in the thing? When he was down, he laid there for 15 minutes before anybody went near his body. Nobody felt his pulse. But we twisted mm-hmm. him. It was 20 minutes, I didn't have a watch, but at least 20 minutes before an ambulance came.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll go find out. I don't know. Okay. Thank you.
Bye.